Okay, good morning all. So we're up to the middle of Perek Yichet over here, so a Mishnah Beis. So continuing to talk about various halachos as they apply to things that would be muktzah. Can we move certain muktzah items on Shabbos in various situations? So Mishnah Beis says as follows. Chavilei kash v'chavilei eitzim v'chavilei zradim. Let's say a person has like a bundle of straw, a bundle of twigs, a bundle of branches that were freshly kind of taken off the tree. If I, before Shabbos, said I'm going to use these things as animal food on Shabbos, then I'm allowed to move them on Shabbos. So imlav in metal tlenosan. But if not, then I should not move them on Shabbos, since these are things that are usually used to kind of fuel a fire or something like that. Therefore, you should not move these on Shabbos unless you had designated them to be animal food. Another similar case of something where which affects a muktzah item. So the Mishnah rules as follows: kofin es asal lefnei efrochim kadei shegalu v'yardu. So efrochim, like baby chicks, or I guess chicks are babies. So little chicks that normally on Shabbos would be muktzah. So I'm allowed to turn over a basket on Shabbos so that they can climb up and down the basket on Shabbos. Now normally I'm not allowed to put something underneath a muktzah item on Shabbos, and since the chicks are muktzah, so if I would turn over the basket and that would be the they would then climb on top of it, then it could be an issue for me to then have that item underneath a muktzah item. But says the Mishnah, since these chicks will kind of go up and down very quickly and they won't necessarily stay on there, so it says the Mishnah, I'm allowed to overturn a basket so they climb up and down, I guess for some fun or whatever, on Shabbos, that is permissible. Let's say I have a hen that left the chicken coop on Shabbos, and I need a way to get it back in, so it is also a muktzah, a hen. So normally it would not be permissible to touch it or kind of deal with it in any way, but I am allowed to prod it, to kind of push it forward to get back into the coop on Shabbos, even though it would be muktzah, but we want to make sure that the hen stays safe, so therefore that would be permissible. Midadin agalin usiyachin u'birshus harabim. When it comes to, let's say, I have an animal, calves or donkeys in Rishus HaRavim, in the public domain on Shabbos, so I'm allowed to push them as well. Not push them, but I can kind of help guide them, like, you know, kind of like rub them on their back or whatever, kind of to gently push them through the Rishus HaRavim. The reason why, again, is just so that they don't get hurt or anything when they're in the Rishus HaRavim, mm-hmm. So I can give them this gentle nudge on Shabbos. And then finally, Isha Medada Espana, a woman is allowed to... Medada's a weird. A woman is kind of allowed to grab her child's hand and help him walk on Shabbos. So in other words, you can't. If this is again assuming there's no Erev, so I can't take my child and drag him across, down the sidewalk on Shabbos. That would not be permissible. But I am allowed to hold my child's hand and kind of just walk with him and help him make those steps on Shabbos. That would be permissible. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Emasai, when is she allowed to do this? Bismachu no teilachas umini achas. When he's lifting up one leg and putting down another leg. When he's walking by himself, you're just kind of helping him along. Well, imhaya gorer asur. But if you were actually dragging the kid down the street on Shabbos, then other than being prohibited on Shabbos, it's probably just not the best thing to do in general. But yeah, one should not do that on Shabbos, again, without an Erev, because that would be an issue of hotzah on Shabbos if there is no Erev. And then finally, Mishnah Gimel. So relating to the laws of childbirth, so in miyaldin esabahima biyom tov. So when it comes to an animal giving birth on Yontif, so you should not really help the animal give birth on Yontif, because I've never done this, but from what I understand, it takes a lot of work to help an animal fully give birth on Shabbos if you are assisting in the process. So you should not go and be involved in every part of the process of aval misadin, but you can kind of assist the animal so that you can kind of be waiting there to catch the baby coming out of the animal. You're allowed to do that, but just you should not be overly exerting yourself to help the animal give birth on Yontif. Umiyaldin esa isha b'Shabbos, and obviously a person is allowed to help a woman deliver her baby on Shabbos. V'korin l'chachama mimakom l'makom, and you could even, if she has a midwife, you can even call the midwife to come from wherever she is to come to you. M'chalin alay esa Shabbos, and the Mishnah says, of course, you could do anything you need to do to desecrate Shabbos to help this woman give birth, because it's just a real danger. In particular to the woman, so that everything goes smoothly, you're allowed to do whatever you need to do on Shabbos. The kosher in Esa Tabor, and so when the baby comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to tie up the umbilical cord so that whatever the negative effects of that would be, so that they don't happen, so you can tie them up. And Rabbi Yosi, the implication of this, by the way, is that you can tie it up, but you cannot cut it on Shabbos. That's what the first opinion in the Mishnah seems to hold. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Choschen. Rabbi Yossi says, no, don't worry, you can cut the umbilical cord on Shabbos. That would be permissible, because otherwise it just would just be a dangerous situation. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe we do paskin like that on Shabbos. V'chol tzarchei mila osin b'Shabbos. And when it comes to a regular birth, and the mila would then be on Shabbos, then you are allowed to do whatever you need to do to have a bris mila on Shabbos. And we'll stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with the next parak.